of what you know about Jesus.
Yeah.
He's all right. Our God is all power. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. I heard it said in Psalm 62 and 11, God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Woo, have anybody ever experienced the power of God in your life? If you have, let's give him some praise on this morning. There's a spirit of praise and worship in the house. Thank you, God. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we lift your name on high. Oh, God, we pour out our praise to you, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Continue to bless us throughout this day, throughout this service. Your word, God, help us to bow the knee to you and walk in it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. And we bless you. We praise you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh God, my strength, my redeemer, my savior, my healer. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just give God praise. He's worthy to be praised. The old song said, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. If I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them, and I wouldn't know what faith in God could do. Have anybody been delivered in this house today? Have anybody been healed? Have anybody been encouraged? Has anybody been given direction? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord. We are here because we love God. And because he first loved us and he pitied every groan, he saw us at our point of need. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He, like my friends say, he didn't say reach down. He reached down and saved a wretch like me. Thank you, Lord. I'm free in Christ Jesus today. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. What a mighty God we serve. I was all right at the bedside of my best friend. And we had fellowship. And the family asked me before we left, do you need to go back in? I said, no, I'm good. Because we had had our fellowship. We had talked and we had prayed and we laughed and we reminisced. And the Holy Spirit told me when I walked out of that hospital room, this is the last time you'll see. Had no idea he would be passing that evening. But the God we serve, he know who we are, he know what we need, and he meets us at our point of need. He quickens our heart and our mind. He lets nothing come up on us unaware because he is God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm just blessed to be in the house of the Lord, giving honor to God, respect to all of the saints. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and give you peace. I thank God that I have an inheritance amongst those who are sanctified, who've been set apart for the use of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. My heart is full. Amen. Yeah. I don't know why, but right now, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Savior. Mighty Redeemer. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless the Lord. David said, I bless the Lord at all times. In the good time and in the bad time. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. You know, I was looking at God's word And God's word has a way of just wearing you completely out. Amen. It'll lift a hung down head. It'll show you how great our God is. And all will see how great is our God. I messed around and looked at Psalm 90. The oldest psalm in the Psalms, written by Moses. All of the Psalms from 1 to 150 probably was composed over a period of 1,000 years. Men who came to know the Lord in a very special way. You know, it was Paul who said, "Oh, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering." Anybody just want to know more about God? Want to draw closer to him? Have you ever just been in awe looking at what God has done? And sometimes it's out what we're seeing out in front of us, but then sometimes it's seeing from the spiritual eye of what God has done in us. He saved me. He delivered me. He brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You know, I don't take it for granted. God's been so good to me, I could just break out running. He's been just that good. He's done for me what I had no idea could ever be done. He gave me peace in the midst of the storm. Gave me hope from when there was no hope. I have a right to praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. It's a privilege to be able to praise the Lord. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So in Psalm 90, this is what really kind of got me. Then it just blossomed from there. It's like, God, how awesome are you? How personal are you? Thank God that we're not locked into a religion, but we're locked into relationship with the God of the universe. Man, I'm talking about the God who turned dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. I'm talking about the God who gives you strength from day to day. So Moses, we understand that he had understanding, he had a knowledge, he had insight of this great and awesome God that we serve, the one, the creator of all things. So we know a lot of his story. Could have been dead when he was a little bitty baby, but God stepped in and his mama put him in a little ark she had made and threw him down the river. And Pharaoh's daughter found him, and her daddy was saying, "Kill all of those Jew boys." And God said, "Not so. When God is for you, who can be against you?"
Hallelujah.
Raised up in the Pharaoh's house with pomp and splendor. But he got to a point to where he saw the wickedness of where he was, and he saw the destitute nature of the people of God, his brothers and sisters of Israel. And he got it in his mind. He said, "You know what? I'd rather suffer the afflictions with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season." Yes. Have anybody got that down in your spirit? Aren't you glad that you don't run the places you used to run?
Hallelujah.
Don't think like you used to think. But God met him. Met him out in the desert. Spoke to him out of a burning bush and told, "Man, you better take your shoes off. You standing on holy ground."
My God.
Oh, God. So God used him to deliver the children of Israel out of Pharaoh's hand. So in Psalm 91 and 2, just he says, "Lord..." Pastor Joseph, you can just stop right there. Isn't it something, Brother David, to know the Lord?
Right.
Till you can call up on him and say, "Lord, hey, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my brother, not my mother, not my sister, nor a brother, but it's me, oh Lord. And I'm standing in the need of prayer. I'm standing in the need of a blessing, God. God, I need to hear from you. Oh God, I need a touch from you. Anybody remember when God first touched you? And when you first recognized it was God who touched you? Do you remember the first time the tears came down your eyes and you wasn't sad about nothing? Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Psalm 90, 1 and 2. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
Yes.
Our place of safety.
Yes.
Our place of being in your presence. You have been our dwelling place in all generations. Even before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, Moses said, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
Yes.
From eternity past to eternity future, you are God.
Yes.
Moses saw something in this psalm, and we're just looking at the first part, but he saw God's everlasting presence and love and dominion in contrast to the frailty of man. He said, we only here for a short time. You know, 70 years and by reason of script, 80. But God, you've been our dwelling place even from everlasting to everlasting. Wow. God is not even on a clock. He ain't. We got, how many folks got a calendar on your phone?
Yeah.
My wife tell me, if they on the calendar, it don't happen. I'm like, no, wait, babe. That, I may have forgot to put it on, but it still got to happen. It's a calendar. It's on the time frame. God does not work on our time frame.
Right.
But I've learned this. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. So I got caught in this loop after looking at these first two verses, and it took me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. In the beginning. I'm not talking about the Dodgers and Giants game in the beginning. I'm talking about in the beginning, before anything. Wow. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created. Been in an airplane lately? Or on a boat? All this stuff. Who did this? To see the mountains and the snow? Yo, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Get this, the earth was without form. And it was void. No life. Man. And darkness was over the face of the deep. Now, I get scared enough just standing on the edge of the water. I'm sure glad I didn't see none of this. So darkness was over the face of the deep, but where God is, ain't no fear. Where God is, he is in total control. So get this, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, now, okay, there was nobody around to hear this, but God said, have God ever said anything to you? Don't dismiss it. Wait on it. It's coming. If he said it, he's going to do it.
That's right.
If he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass.
Yes.
Right? So then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. God called the light day. Well, let me back up. And there was light, and God saw the light that it was good,
yes.
That it was G-O-O-D, good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day.
Wow.
That's why we call it day.
Right.
And the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. So now, wow, I want to show you a couple of pictures here. God is so awesome. Look at this. This is from some of these James Webb telescopes, the Hubble telescope, looking in the deep space. Way, and God is so merciful to us. We don't see this stuff every day because I would be mortified. What is this? You know, do you know there's stars still being born? There's galaxies, black holes, nebulas. God said, according to this, let there be light. So man hasn't come up with, everything that I don't care how far they look, God has created. The sun still shining. How does something just burn like this? Ask Moses at the burning bush. It kept burning, it wasn't consumed. This, the clouds come in and the temperature drops 10 degrees. This ever changing cycles of the seasons and stuff, all of a sudden everything's blooming. Who did all this? From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
Yes.
He's God all by himself. The song, James Moore didn't have no teeth, but boy, he could sure sing. He said, God don't need no matches. He's fire all by himself.
Right.
He can strike a fire in our hearts and in our minds,
yes.
In our spirit. So looking at Genesis 1 through 5, after thinking about, Psalm 90, 1 and 2, from everlasting to everlasting, you're God. Before the mountains were brought forth, or even forevermore, God is you. So then I messed around and went to Psalms chapter 8, verse 3 through 9. The writer says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars. And anybody, it just been in awe looking at some of this stuff. Now mind you, he's concerned about each one of us down to the molecules. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, which you placed in place. When I consider it,
okay.
I ain't talking about when it just blow past me, but when I just kind of sit and think about it for a minute. Because I'm told the earth is the Lord's and the fullness there, the world and they that dwell therein. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man? Who am I? That you are mindful of him. You're mindful of me. A little old fellow from Oak Mug, Oklahoma. You are mindful of me. You are mindful of us. You are mindful of mankind that was created in your image and likeness. He said, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you're mindful of him? And the Son of Man that you visit him, not the Son of Man, talking about Jesus, the Son of Man who we are born of a woman who conceived seed from a man And we came forth into life that God breathed into us. My God, and the Son of Man that you visit him, for you have made him, in the King James vernacular, say you have made him a little bit lower than the angels. In the Hebrew, it's a little bit lower than Elohim. Where you look at China and say, you made man a little bit lower than God. Wow. Because when he created man, he said, it's very good. He created man in his own image and his own likeness. He gave man intellect, emotion, and will. And he gave him purpose. Oh, my God. Everyone in here and wherever have a purpose, a God-given purpose. And God wants us to come up to that purpose. And listen to this. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. You don't say that about elephants and lions or giraffes. I mean, giraffes. You know, right. You know, you have crowned him with glory and honor. God did that. God looked at his creation. God looked at the one who's created in his image and likeness and gave him glory and honor. And you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. You've given men to, from the jump, to till the ground, to work, to produce, to dream, to think, to praise and worship. You have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen. Now, you know, if God didn't do it, you couldn't do nothing with that oxen. You would say, get over here. Really? But God has given man dominion over these creatures. You ever been to SeaWorld? Anybody ever been to SeaWorld? Have you remember when the big old killer whale? Shamu. Yeah, Shamu and Shampoo too. They come out the water and kiss a little girl on the cheek just by them giving him a sign. God gave man dominion, you know. And we need to use it. Because sometimes you see folks walking their dog, but the dog is walking them. Remember when the dog is walking you, that God has gave you dominion. Now, I know they done outlawed choke chains. But in the day, you had a little more dominion. Shoot, Spot just line up when that, you know. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beast of the field, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, right? But you see people training and taming them. The birds of the air and the fish of the sea that pass through the path of the seas. Here's what I love. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And so these scriptures just kept driving me somewhere else. In Ecclesiastes 3:11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Do that mean everything? What about in the Greek? Everything. In the Hebrew, everything. In Spanish, everything. See, con todo, a todo, right? He has made everything beautiful in his time. Listen to this now. This is important. We're talking about from everlasting to everlasting, you are God, right? He has made everything beautiful in his time. Listen to this. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. Yes. He has put eternity in their hearts. He has put an understanding that it's more than what we see right here. He's put eternity in our heart that we might spend eternity with him, glorifying, magnifying, and praising his holy name. He also has put eternity in their hearts. Now listen at this, because we saw those two little pictures, there's so much other stuff that God has said and done and that we could see. So since he has put eternity in our hearts, listen at this, except no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to the end. It is so amazing. It is so extravagant. It is so humbling. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How wide are the mountains? And how great is his love for you and I? When I read that, no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. People, if somebody tell you they got it all figured out, don't believe them. No, I know you know some stuff. See, because there's another passage that's simply where it's at right now. There are secrets known to no one but God. He said, but you're not accountable for them. But you're accountable for what God has already shown you, what God has spoke to you, what God has placed in your heart, you're responsible for. And so as I'm looking at these passages, I'm thinking of eternity. I'm thinking of it everlasting. I'm thinking of the one who holds this whole world in the palm of his hand. In Revelation 22 and 12, Jesus said, and behold, I come quickly.
My God.
How many believe he's coming back?
Amen. Yes, sir.
How many, when you're watching some news or hearing some news yesterday about Israel being bombarded with 300 missiles coming at them? If we're not living in end times, I don't know what we're living in. This whole world is in a chaotic state. There's hatred and wars everywhere and rumors of wars. Earthquakes and divers, but the people out at Coachella dancing up a storm and an earthquake hit last night. They probably was getting their groove on, didn't they? Yeah. Say, where'd you learn that move? See. And behold, I come quickly, says the Lord, and my reward is with me, says the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said, to give every man according to his work.
Yes.
Oh, my God. See, we're not saved by works, see, but saving faith produces work. And the question is, what am I doing for the Lord? Amen. He said, I'm going to come back quickly. See, he's talking about when time shall be no more. He's talking about when he breaks the clouds. He's talking about when he sets some things in motion that's been prophesied from Genesis to Revelation. To every will give to every man according to his work. And listen, this from everlasting to everlasting, eternity to eternity, thou art God. Jesus said, I am. I am. Not Alpha. He said, I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. He says, the beginning and the end. I am the beginning of it all. And I'm the end of it all. And he says, beginning and end, the first and the last. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So when you begin to think about this awesome God we serve, our issues begin to pale in comparison to his glory, because he's concerned about us. He knows who we are and he knows where we go. And he knows where he's taking us to. I've said, Lord, I want to get on board. I want to ride this out with you, dear God. And so, as I said earlier, when in Psalm 90, Moses is saying, okay, God is from everlasting to everlasting. He's the eternal God. He's Elohim. But you, mankind, you're fragile. And he said, you know, and God is a righteous God, and he's a holy God, and he don't look on sin, but he prepared a remedy for sin. And so, therefore, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, to judgment. We're not here to stay. But he's gone, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you should be also. Look at verse 12 in Psalms 90. So teach us to number our days. You can take a dollar or $1,000 or $1,000,000 and spend it any way you want to. But what did you spend it on? See, was it on things that were productive? Things that were necessary? He said for us in this body we live in, so teach us to number our days. Why? That we may gain a heart of wisdom. Let me think about this life that I'm living. Yes, God, you brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Yes, God, you saved my soul and cleansed and made me whole. Yes, God, you filled me with your Holy Spirit. Yes, God, you've given me your word. So God, help me to number my days, to do as best as I can for what you called me to do. Let me turn my heart toward heaven. He said that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Jesus Christ is the personification of wisdom. If you need wisdom, call on Jesus. You got stuff you don't know and don't understand, call on Jesus. And I heard the old song say, if you call on Jesus, he'll answer prayer. If you call on Jesus, he'll make a way out of no way. If you call him, he'll show up. And some folks say he'll show out. Well, he's showing out to us, but it ain't showing out to him. He said, I'm just God. I just give sight to the blind. I unstop deaf ears. I raise the dead. That's who I am. It ain't nothing. That's a burden to me. But let's get it down a little deeper. He gives peace in the midst of storms. He holds us close when fear tries to creep in. He forgives us when we've blown it. We can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God sent his Son, his only begotten Son. Son gave his life for you and for me. Say John 3:16, for God so loved the world, right? I don't want that just to be something I've rehearsed and memorized and I can just whip it out like we saw in the movie the other night when the atheist was mocking the man of God who he was debating, and the man of God starts saying, for God so loved the world that he gave his, and the atheist was, bring that to that email. He gave his enemy. And the folks just cheering the atheist on. But the difference is the man of God understood that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believe in him should not perish, but have, here it is, everlasting life. So Moses said, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. When we as saints of God, when we as people of God, give our life to Jesus, now we can say, from everlasting to everlasting, you are my God. That's where the thing comes in now. You are my God. And from everlasting to everlasting, I'm going to be in your presence. I'm in your arms. I'm in your hands. God, I'm going to a place to where there'll be no more crying, no more dying, no more sickness, no more pain. Every day will be Sunday. The Sabbath will have no end. And I'll just walk around heaven all day. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Here I am, the lost two of my best friends. I had three. Two have died in the last 2 months. And I have to do a eulogy for another friend this Friday. But God is saying, I'm in control. I got this. We're not here to stay. And it's not a morbid thought. But we have hope in Christ Jesus beyond the grave. If we have hope in Christ in this life only, then we of all men most miserable. Do you know God didn't let me shed a tear when the text came in that Sam had passed? Because God told me this is the last time you're going to see him. And we went out on a high note. We was in there singing. I'm in there trying to sing. And he's singing along with me. You know, he's talking about heaven. God, as the scripture says, has put eternity in our hearts. Now, while we're here, we need to occupy till he comes.
That's right.
While he's here, we need to be about our Father's business. As Sandy was giving the announcement, but she was up here preaching, she was talking about when I was sick and you visited me, in prison and you came to me. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you were hungry and I fed you. When did we do that? What you've done to the least of these, you've done it to me. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the saints of God. I thank God for Three Peace Christian Ministry and every soul that's a part of this church who love God and who's loving and serving him and trusting him, who've been through the fire, who've been through the flood, and you're still standing in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, he's God.
Yes.
God, it hurts sometimes, but you're still God.
Yes.
I can't figure it out, but you're God all by yourself from everlasting to everlasting. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Y'all pray for this preacher. Amen. I just love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I just love you. Friday, I let my friend get away with it. Because every time I tell him I love you, he say, I love you more. And I would come back and say, no, I love you more. And he said, I love you more. So, but Friday on his bed of affliction, when he said, I love you more, I said, thank you. I'm good. Thank you, Jesus. And now he's no more dialysis. And no more dialysis with oxygen on. And no more cancer that spread in a 3-week time. But yet the man left a legacy that he loved God. God is so good, and I don't know where I'm going, I'll just say this. God shows his people what's to come. This brother, about a year ago, he started going back and said, you know what I told you that happened in Vietnam? It really didn't happen like that. He went back to a job with the school district where he had tools from 30 years ago that he shouldn't have took. He went back to the school and said, I took this stuff. They said, what? What year was it? 1980s. They like, can you just? But he was making things right in his heart.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless the Lord. God bless you. Pastor Jones, I give it to your hands, brother. Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand, praise.